connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
New FM. Morning, guys. How are we? Welcome to Wednesday.
Good morning, Christ.
Oh, isn't it chilly out there today?
Very cold. The wind gust.
I was ready to get blown away.
Freezing. I don't know why my housemates keep leaving their door open, right?
Really?
Yeah, they put the air...
Like the outside?
No, their bedroom door.
Okay.
So I went out to the balcony this morning and I opened the sliding door and their bedroom door slammed.
Ooh.
I was like, oops, I shouldn't leave the door open.
I find it weird when people leave the door open when they sleep at night.
Especially when you've got housemates.
Exactly, when they're housemates. Normal situation, who cares?
Whatever.
But housemates, a bit weird.
See, I thought they'd, like, not want to be woken up by me in the morning because our doors are adjoining.
Yeah,
it's a strange thing.
Maybe they're just heavy sleepers.
Maybe.
Well, you'll soon find out the Savo. We've got a team lunch today, though.
That's good. Where are we going?
I forgot about that. Yes, my day just got better.
What are our thoughts and feelings?
I'm open. Something warm.
A place with a fireplace?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
Like a stew. Is anyone that does stews around town?
No.
Casserole dishes?
No, because it's not the 80s.
Oh, whatever, I'll take that one. I had nothing.
Very interesting story in your news about this man that was hiding in the ship in an air conditioning
vent. There's a lot to unpack on this one, but
I think we need a whole segment on this.
Oh, do we?
It's quite the fascinating story.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Yeah.
I've got the police media press release here. We're going to read through it next here at the Novos after Powderfinger. Good morning. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jay, Maddie and Crevo. Currently 10 degrees on the coast, up to 19, sunny all day today. And we've got quite the incredible story to tell you guys right now about a man and a boat.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Now, stories like this don't come around every day.
Yeah,
they really don't.
What's
especially
happened?
Right in our backyard here in Newcastle. I've got the press release here from the police. It says, a man will reappear in court today after he was allegedly found hiding in the air conditioning vent of a bulk carrier while attempting to leave the country.
Oh, geez, so he's on the run.
About 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, a large vessel headed for Newcastle came to the assistance of a yacht that had encountered trouble in the waters of the coast of Yamba. Now, the ship attached a tow line to bring the yacht towards the Newcastle offshore anchorage, and a 31-year-old man who had been on board the yacht was taken into a cabin on the bulk carrier.
Okay.
So, you know, he's hopped on the big boat. His little dinghy at the back of the yacht's big boat.
In trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
As the large ship entered Newcastle waters about 9 p.m. the same day, it was discovered the tow line carrying the yacht had been snapped, while the yacht lost in the process. So the old yacht's just drifted off somewhere. This guy's on the boat. The 31-year-old man missing. Nobody could find him on the boat. So they're all panicking. Where is the guy? Like, what's happened?
Geez, so did he snip the line or what?
He did. Well, apparently, according to the police, he did.
He did.
Wow.
Cut the knife. Cut the line, and basically what's happened, they found him on the big vessel inside an air conditioning vent with $4,000 worth of cash and a big old knife.
So basically he was really determined to leave the country, tried to do it by yacht, then he was rescued by the bulk carrier, then hid in the bulk carrier, but it was the police actually found that he was actually wanted on an alleged sexual assault charge and was arrested, so he really wanted to leave the country.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It continues, the Peakhurst man was taken to Newcastle Police Station where he was charged with breach of bail.
Jeez, banged up in the
bloody
local
Sydney.
Yeah. He would have been in that vent for a couple of days.
Oh, God. Scary stuff.
Yeah. You'd get hungry. You'd get probably cold.
Because they only found him with cash and a knife. Like, what's he going to do? Hold up someone for their Snickers bar or what?
Police will allege in court that the man had deliberately cut the tow line and planned to hide on board the ship until it was due to depart Newcastle for Malaysia. What was he going to eat? That's a long trip.
It's a long time to wait for the satay over there.
You know, I love the fact, too, he didn't pack a passport. Like, what's going to happen when he gets to Malaysia?
I don't think proper documentation was high on his list of priorities at that point.
If you're bundling cash up and a big knife,
I think I'd be more disappointed getting all the way to Malaysia and then being sent back home. because well, I got I caught out, then...
He's probably trying to, like, sneak off the ship, you know, like, in the middle of the night. I don't think they have, like, such tight border controls over there.
Well, all I can say, right, remember the show Water Rats?
Yeah.
There's that now.
Yeah,
what a perfect
like
episode.
They'll be like, right, the guys in the writer's room, we don't have to do much this week, boys.
It's already written for us.
Done and dusted. I love that. Beat the Meat is up next. This is your chance to win a big old pile of sausages. It's like Beat the Bomb. But instead of that, you got to beat the meat. 13-10-09, if you want to play, you can win yourself heaps of meat.
Yes, it's all thanks to Singo's 615 with the Novos, 13-10-09.
Dave, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Bon Jovi live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. It's time to beat the meat.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dog?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
That's right. It's your chance to win a bunch of meat. It's basically like the Beat the Bomb, except with sausages.
I love this. Singo's Butcheries, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Thank you to them for hooking us up with all of these sausages.
I know, very generous.
Let's do it, shall we?
All righty, Mickey.
Hey, Mick.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Yeah, really good to hear. You're ready for the weekend. When's it kick off?
Absolutely. Yeah, Friday, arvo, but yeah, counting down.
Mick,
counting
it's down. Wednesday. I feel your pain, brother. What do you do for work?
I work for an electrical wholesaler.
Nice. Oh, okay. I am. Actually, you can pick up good bargains at electrical wholesalers. I discovered.
Some cable?
No. Like,
really good deal on LED globes.
Yeah, LED downlights are always on special, yeah.
Ovens, fridges.
Not that sort of electrical. We supply electricians and things. So,
At least you'll never like have a light out in your home.
For the tradesmen,
yeah,
Jay. Tradies.
The electricians.
I don't know these things.
I love those shops. A lot of them have signs out the front that say, not open to the public.
Yeah. No, we serve the public. We serve anybody that comes in. But yeah, that's the sort of stuff we supply. Things that electricians use and things like that, yeah.
You sound like a really helpful guy, actually.
Oh, I try to, yeah. I've been doing it for a long time.
Well, I hope you win these sausages, Mick, so you know how it works?
I don't. I just sort of heard the tail end of it and I sprang up.
No, okay, yeah. Cool. So basically it's like Beat the Bomb. So basically you just got to beat the sausages before they explode. So say stop before the sausages explode.
Righto.
You ready?
Okay.
Yep.
Let's do it, Mick. Let's beat the meat. One sausage. 8 sausages. 9 sausages. 15 sausages. 18 sausages. 23 sausages. 25 sausages.
Stop.
Oh! You got it!
Good work, Mick.
25 sausages for you, Mick. Congratulations.
All
that
yours.
Weekend is looking Thanks, mighty good. Nice.
What a barbecue that'll be.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thanks, Mick. Enjoy your day. Thanks for playing. And thanks to Singos again for hooking us up with the sausages.
That's right.
News time coming up next with Hamish at 6:25. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Rely on Newcastle Permanent.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo. De Novos. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
Want to do a big shout-out, guys, to my stepdad, Russell. Love him like a daddy. And that's because he actually finished his chemotherapy last night.
Oh, so good stuff. That's awesome.
Yay. So my stepdad, he got bowel cancer, and he's just finished the chemo round. So it was really exciting yesterday because the whole family were just pumped up because they say that not everyone will be able to get through all the rounds. So he managed to do it, which is really cool.
That's
and
so good, Jed. How old is Russell?
He is 55. 55.
That's right.
So, it is so important to go and get checked.
Yeah.
When you're over 40, that's what they say. So
absolutely.
But I think now it's every 3 months he has to go in and get checks and you know.
How has he been dealing with it emotionally? Is it like taking its toll? Or
he's actually been very positive the whole time. I guess he, in his mindset, he was just like, "I'm not sick, I'm not sick," and that for him, that's how he coped with it to get better. He's like, you know what? I'm not sick. I'm going to beat it. Like, I'm going to be okay. And he's just been really strong, and he was determined. He's like, no, I'm going to get through all the rounds of chemo. And he's like, because normally I think people, I think there was 8 rounds from my memory. And I think they normally say people drop out around like 6 rounds. Mm. So, because they just get so sick, you know, and they can't.
Oh, good on him. They can't do it. Sounds like he's really got the right attitude and, you know, being really positive.
So what a fighter.
Really, really excited for Russell tonight.
Awesome.
Now, coming up after this, though, guys, we're talking about your family still, Jade, of course. Your sister not happy at the moment.
No. Okay, this is because my sister's just celebrated their 5-year anniversary with her husband.
Yeah.
And they were exchanging gifts, and she gave him some nice Peter Alexander underwear, like designer, and she gave him a voucher for a massage, but he got very upset with her over the underwear.
Okay.
So he reckons that giving underwear is a thoughtless gift. So
what kind of is, to be honest?
I don't think so. I disagree.
A 5-year wedding anniversary, and she dishes him up a pair of undies.
Yeah, but they're Peter Alexander.
For those who don't know,
they're like designer underwear. Like, they're not cheap.
They're not the greatest either. They're just underwear at the end of the day.
But it's nice cotton up against your skin. You're going to think of your partner.
Exactly.
No chance. I'd be so filthy. I mean, 5 years together, very long time.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, 13-10-09, is underwear a bad anniversary gift?
All right.
Okay. Your thoughts on this?
Pink, whatever you want right now at New FM. Good morning. Pink, whatever you want. Live across Newcastle with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:40, currently 9 degrees at Maitland.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And on 13-10-09, we're discussing if underwear is a bad anniversary gift. This is because my sister gave her husband some nice Peter Alexander underwear, which isn't cheap. It's really nice. It's special. I think there's thought put behind it because he likes the underwear. She also did give him a massage voucher, so it wasn't the only thing that he got. But, you know, 5 years in,
you need a much larger gesture than a pair of undies and a massage.
I'd be stoked with Peter Alexander.
Yeah, but you're easily pleased. I mean, he clearly isn't. What did she buy him? What did he buy her?
He gave her cash, which to me,
useful.
No, less
That's
thoughtful.
Thoughtless.
No, because you can go, it's actually the most thoughtful gift you can give cash.
Why?
Because it's actually saying, hey, here's the money. Get something that will make you happy. Because really, only you know inside of yourself what makes you truly happy.
After a 5-year relationship, you don't know what your partner's into.
I think you need cash or a big ticket item, like a piece of jewelry or, like, you know, maybe a deposit on a car or something. I don't know.
Deposit on a car.
Or a sports car. I don't know.
You're dating a millionaire? Well, help us settle this. We're going to go to the phones now. Emma, thanks for joining us.
The lady perspective. Hey, Emma.
Hi.
Hey, so what are your thoughts on this? Is underwear a bad anniversary gift?
It is terrible.
Really?
Yes. I could not believe it.
Why?
Because if you go out to your friends and you're like, oh, what'd you get for your anniversary? No, I got underwear.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, Peter Alexander, nice, comfortable one.
Yeah, it's nice stuff, though. It's not cheap, the tradie wear where it's got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the 7-day packet.
That's what Jade's buying her husband. Emma.
Yeah, no, I can't hear.
What do you want for an anniversary present?
I'd rather something that I could actually show off to my family and friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, look what I got.
So a diamond.
Look what I went as presents for 5 years and I got underwear.
Terrible. I know. It's awful. Thank you, Emma. Appreciate your call.
All right. We're going to Kurt.
Kurt.
Good morning.
The bloke. Hello, mate.
Okay, Kurt. Hey. So, would you be happy receiving underwear as an anniversary present?
No, mate, I'd be horrified.
Really?
I'd probably be more upset she spent so much on underwear.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
But okay, can I ask you, Kurt, are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah, 10 years, my wife, 3 kids.
And have you ever given her a nice, sexy pair of lingerie as a gift along the line to spice things up?
Oh, hell yeah.
So
plenty
what's
of vouchers for bras and things, and that's what she asked for.
So what's the difference between you, what makes it okay that you can give your wife sexy lingerie and
she asked for it. I just give her the voucher so she can pick what she wants.
Yeah, so anniversary though, right? Kurt, 5 years in, what are you thinking? Like, what's a great gift for you to receive?
For you. Just some one-on-one time with each other would just be more than enough because we've got 3 kids. We're always so busy with life.
Oh, that's very sweet. You're a keeper, Kurt.
Yeah, that's hard to get, isn't it? The three little kids hanging around.
Thanks, Kurt.
Well, there you go.
Appreciate that.
God, I was a man on an island over here.
Yeah.
Am I just that easy to please? Must be.
Look, I personally, Crevo, wouldn't have a problem with getting you nice underwear or receiving nice underwear.
It's nothing just like a gift you buy on a whim to make them feel good. Not on an anniversary.
Millionaire Maddie over here.
Jeez.
Who knew?
Stop deflecting, Mark. Millionaire Mark, please.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned massages there before, because just walking the other day, I saw like a massage place in a mall. And I thought, who's getting massages there?
Me.
Look what happened last time.
Now you mention it. Is that where you got all those bruises from?
Yeah, but I bruise easy.
Not just a small bruise. That was a whole leg bruise.
Yeah, it was.
Purple.
Yeah.
All right. I want to do a bit of a debate around the team next. Mall massages.
Oh, okay.
At the shopping centre.
6:45 with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
It's currently 9 degrees in Warners Bay. Top of 17 degrees there today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Time to talk shopping centre massages. Because you see these places, and I've often seen them, you know, like around Qatar and stuff, and you think, it's just like a little door. There's maybe a couple of things hanging in there, like, you know, those dangly wooden curtain things.
The beads.
You know, what's going on
there?
The
little price card at the front with all the different types of massages.
And why does the price of a 45-minute one keep changing? Like, how much difference can there be? But I've always thought, that's not a place I want to go for a massage.
So where do you want to go?
I don't know, like a professional massage place.
Like
you
a physio.
To a proper parlour.
Like its
very
own.
Very different.
A standalone business.
But
somehow feels more. But that's why I wanted to bring this to you, because, like, I don't know why it weirds me out. It just does.
How is going to, say, a massage clinic on a street, say Beaumont Street, any different to doing it in, say, Westfield, Qatar?
Look, I don't know why it weirds me out, but it just does, and that's why I wanted to ask you guys, what are your thoughts on, like, a shopping centre massage?
Absolutely awful, and I'll tell you why. I don't want to have to think that somebody's doing their banking in the next shop and then on the other side they're buying their eggs and milk. Like, something very wrong about it.
I think that's... I'm all for it because I've done it and not a problem, not an issue.
And also imagine the people that have been through it.
Hang on a second.
They clean it down. It's all tidy and it's called convenience. I can go in for a massage and then I can go get my dinner on the way out.
Can I hop in here? Would you eat in a shopping centre, Maddie?
Well, yeah.
Well, what's the difference between eating?
Well, lying down naked
around?
On a bench.
Naked? Oh.
In a shopping centre. What do you wear? You wear your full outfit, Hamish. Your jeans and your button-up shirt. Real talk, do you? What do you wear?
What do you define as naked?
Well, undies.
Yeah.
Down to undies. You're not fully naked,
no.
I guess.
Maddie's got insecurities. You poor thing.
Is that what this is about?
Also, that is another aspect that freaks me out.
Yeah.
All right, take your clothes off now, except your undies. I'm in the middle of a shopping centre. Like that little $2 curtain they pull across, enough.
It's a safe space, Maddie, and it's a room out the back. It's not like you're on display in the front window.
Jade.
With the little curtain.
It's a big old curtain rod. With dividers in between.
Yeah.
If there's a strong breeze that comes through, everyone's on show.
You know what? I think we need to go for a massage together at a shopping centre.
Oh, I don't know about this.
You know, we should be able to claim that.
Yeah, we can. We can claim it on tax.
If we do it on the show, probably. Well, the stress.
We'll just ask the boss for petty cash.
The stress you guys caused me, I bloody need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we can all hold hands, get you through it, Maddie.
Oh, we can hold hands through those $2 curtains.
We can get those joining rooms where they put couple rooms, put us in a room together. We'll do it.
All
it's
down
on.
To our knickers.
We're free tomorrow. I say we do it tomorrow. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Big day tomorrow. 6:59 with the Novo's News Time with Hamish next. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Pet Quarters.
The Hunter's only locally owned pet superstores.
Six locations across the Hunter.
On UFM.
The Novo's Pet Birthday. Shout out.
Yay! We're celebrating another pet's birthday today.
A dog?
Very exciting. It is a dog,
oh, that's
actually.
A surprise.
That's different.
Yeah, but we're taking all animals for pet birthdays. So if you've got a lizard's birthday coming up, jump online, newfm.com.au, and we'll give them a birthday shout-out. But we're joined by one a very proud fur baby mama, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Nicole.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Hey.
We got you.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So, Nicole, we're celebrating Denzel's birthday. What breed of dog is he?
He's a boxer cross cattle dog.
Oh, sweet. Very, very energetic.
A lot of energy, Nicole.
He has a heap of energy. It's ridiculous.
How often are you taking him for a walk? Like, are you just exhausting yourself every day?
Yeah, we go every day. We usually go for about an hour. Mainly it's around our streets, but we go to Carrington as well.
Oh, nice.
Is he named after Denzel Washington?
No, everyone thinks that, but no, he's named after the horse from The Man from Snowy River, Denny.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a nice story.
My favourite movie.
So. Both are cool stories.
Yeah. It's a great movie. So you adopted Denzel?
Yeah, we did, from a pet rescue up in Taree. Yep. I was actually looking online and saw a Labrador that was just to die for.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband went up there for his now son-in-law's Bucks weekend. And when he got there, the Labrador was gone. And his mate saw Denzel, picked him up, and my husband melted before I did. So.
Oh, that's a nice story.
What does he look like? Does he have a chocolate nose, brown eyes?
He's a brindle colour, so he's absolutely beautiful. It's a really nice colour. Black nose, and the biggest puppy dog eyes you've ever seen.
Oh,
that's
so
sweet.
Cute.
Well, did you want to quickly just give him a birthday shout-out?
Yes, a happy 5th birthday, Denzel. You've definitely changed our lives, and I'm glad I've finally got a running partner every day, so thank you.
That's sweet.
That's so nice.
That's awesome.
Have we got a Pet Quarters voucher, Jade?
We do.
We're going to give you
a voucher to spend up big at Pet Quarters, the Hunter's only locally owned pet superstore.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good. Buy him a present.
Winners
all
morning.
Buy some dog food. Yeah. Excellent. Thank you. Coming up next, though, guys, I've got to talk to you guys about a story that's come out, gone viral over the weekend, about a lady called Boat Karen, they're dubbing her. Now, Boat Karen was going for a little day on the water in her little inflatable dinghy, and a couple of kids rode past her on a jet ski. She didn't take it too well. I want to play you some audio. She lost her.
What did I do?
Oh, you jumped on your f***ing ski when you seen us, come and gave us a whoop, and then took off like a f***ing tad that you are.
He's on your ski cruise.
Yeah, I'll f***ing do what
take
I want.
Take a photo of him. He's not allowed on your property.
You're all the same.
I missed it.
You see, you go up and down the river all every day.
You were on a waterway, right? Like, come on.
No. There's a bunch of holiday makers around. It's a bit of water. She got splashed.
No,
it's
never just a bit of water. To have that reaction, like, to cop a whop, you're getting drenched.
You're on the water. You know, it's not like you're standing on the side of the road and the bus, you know, drives through a massive puddle.
Well, obviously they were being irresponsible.
Well, Boat Karen's husband then got involved. Check this out.
Why did you come in here? Like, I'm not trying to annoy you or anything.
Excuse me.
Why did I come in here?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Is it your place? It's a waterway.
It's the waterways, you little face.
Who wants to go first?
Of them. You're an absolute f***ing joke. Get all the regos, because you're in for it now. You're bloody in for it. You don't know who we know.
That line. You don't know who we know.
I love that she's having a go at a 12-year-old kid. And there's nothing that sours a holiday more, right, than when somebody carries on like a goose.
Yeah.
Like Boat Karen.
Gets into a fight.
Look, you say carry on, but they did get a little extreme, but honestly, I reckon it was probably called for.
13:10:09 this morning. We want to know all about your holiday altercations. Who ruined it? What happened? And everything in between.
Maybe a family fight. Maybe a fight at a campsite. That's the sort of gear we're after. Bottles of wine on offer.
After Avicii, Wake Me Up, live across Newcastle with the Novos. It's 11 past 7. Good morning. Avicii, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jay, Maddie and Creva. And this morning on 13:10:09, we are talking Boat Karen. Of course, this new audio has just come out about this woman. She's absolutely lost her crap at a couple of kids because they whopped her on their jet ski while she was in her little dinghy on a lake.
Mm.
She is not happy.
It splashed her up with a bit of water. A bit of harmless water.
No, you say that, but the thing is, the kids, you can... Look, again, I'm probably maybe assuming, but they're not like a couple 10-year-old kids. They're teenagers who know right from wrong.
Those
and the thing
teenagers.
Is, if you're on jet skis, you know you've got to stay 30 metres away from any other vessel. So for her to get soaking wet, they've obviously purposely driven up next to their boat and wet them intentionally.
Well, 13:10:09, either side of this argument, is Boat Karen right or wrong? For yelling at these kids and carrying on.
Yeah, I mean, they're just a bunch of kids. Like, they're on a holiday. Like you say, they were definitely, you know, too close, but maybe they just didn't realise and got a bit close by accident and then just tried to turn away. And it was a little whop and there was a little splash.
Look,
and who's ever been hurt by a bit of water?
Oh,
it's fine. Water dries off.
Yeah, no, you know what? I think that they were in their rights. They maybe got a little intense, but the thing is, I think it's okay to tell someone else's kids off in that situation if it's dangerous.
It's like there's just water. How dangerous is water? It's absolutely fine.
30 meters, Crevo. 30 meters.
How dangerous is water? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, no, being splashed by a bit of water from a jet ski.
Well, it's more than a splash, though. You say a splash, but they were drenched. They were soaking wet, which means they've driven right up next to the dinghy on purpose and made the water physically splash onto them in the dinghy.
Hey, Matt, what do you think about this? Boat Karen, right or wrong?
Oh, I'm going to weigh in on both sides. I'm going to weigh in for the teenagers. Like, look, they're young, dumb, and having fun. They're not going to be thinking about all the consequences. They're having fun.
Exactly right.
Yeah, my man.
Like, you're going to get wet, like you said. But also, you look at people when they go out in the rain and they shiver, they huddle and everything. Like, you're going to get wet anyway. Like, it dries. Who cares?
And she's on the
exactly.
She's on
Thank
the
you,
lake.
Matt.
She's on the lake.
No. But there's a difference when you
and then you got the point of Karen where obviously she's trying to just have a relaxing time and just not wanting to be disturbed.
You know what, Maddie?
You got both parts, but each has got their own.
No, but Matt, they did it intentionally though. Like,
How do you know?
Well, but because how they're reacting. If you're getting saturated, Matt, like completely drenched, obviously that was an intentional action that they did.
I think deep down, Matt was that teenager once.
I was just about to say that.
You got to think of a mind of a male teenager.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for your call, Maddie. Appreciate it, mate. There you go.
Bit of common sense on the show, finally.
She's a bit highly strung on both
counts.
Highly strung, like somebody else I know.
She's not. She's just, you know what? If their parents aren't there to teach them like right from wrong, then you know she's in her rights if they did the wrong thing.
I bet Boat Karen loves a petition.
I would almost guarantee it.
Yeah, she'd be the first to sign up.
Oh, well, what's the goss with Jackson? What's coming up?
It's the talk show edition. So a Jimmy Kimmel interview has surfaced with Megan Fox. People are mad about it. Also, too, the future of carpool karaoke.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that.
Love those. 7:19 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Jackson is in the building. What goss do you have for us this morning?
What's good? So Megan Fox and Jimmy Kimmel have been in the news overnight because old audio of an interview they did has resurfaced, and she discusses what it's like to work with Michael Bay, the big director, who, of course, fired her from Transformers for being a little bit mouthy in the press. I don't know if you remember back in the day, everyone sort of turned against Megan Fox because of comments that she was making, but people are now jumping to her defense and saying, we can't believe we made her out to be the villain in this situation, because, well, this is the audio, talking about what it was like as a 15-year-old working on the set of Bad Boys.
They were shooting this club scene. I was wearing a Stars and Stripes bikini and a red cowboy hat and six-inch heels. And they said, you know, Michael, she's 15, so you can't sit her at the bar and she can't have a drink in her hand. So his solution to that problem was to then have me dancing underneath a waterfall getting soaking wet. That's sort of a microcosm of how Bay's mind works.
Well, that's really a microcosm of how all our minds work.
So they're saying Jimmy Kimmel's a little bit creepy as well.
It's really creepy.
The thing is, why my mind is the casting agent getting a 15-year-old girl in one of those scenes in the first place?
She's a very mature-looking young girl, Megan Fox. Like, she didn't look like a little girl. I think from a young age, she looked like somebody that was in her 20s.
But that doesn't make it okay, though.
No, but, well, I'm not saying it's okay, but...
I understand...
That's just the reason.
Yeah, I get it, but it should be like, no, you're not 18. You shouldn't be a child being put into an adult situation. Well, even if it is an acting scene, it's still pretty bad.
This is the debate that's going on right now, because they're dragging up all of her acting roles that she did at the time. So she also appeared on 2.5 Men, and her storyline there was she was too sexy for her age and she was only 15, 16. But she has come out overnight and said, look, I appreciate everyone's support coming out and defending me, but I really don't want to be dragged into this narrative.
See, this it's a really interesting debate that I've never actually thought about in terms of, like, people who are, you know, underage doing those kind of scenes.
Mm.
On the one hand, they're acting, but on the other, and you know, there will be films where you need to tell a story about something that isn't, like, supposed to be happening. Say, for example, somebody sneaking into a bar in a movie. Is that all right? Like, it's a whole, like you said, narrative I've never even thought of.
Mm.
It's a really interesting one.
Well, it is unfolding, so I'll keep you up to date. Moving on to James Corden. Are you three fans of his carpool karaoke?
I do love them. I'm getting a bit over them now, though.
Yeah, see, I was drawn into, like, a couple of them, like the Lady Gaga one, but I don't really see the hype around it. But he appeared on Stephen Colbert, and he's opened up about the future of it because, of course, coronavirus and social distancing has made it a bit hard, and there's been a few suggestions thrown around about how this could work.
We haven't really explored the notion of trying to do carpool karaoke because I don't see how we would do it.
How about a limo where you're driving in front and they're behind you with that partition up?
I've got to question the artist that would do that. How far down the list do we get before that's what we're doing, you know?
You know what would be cool? I'll give them an idea. Okay. Right. what are they?
James Corden, if you're listening.
If you're listening, mate. So, bumper cars. So, at a show.
Terrible
no,
idea.
Great idea. Imagine trying to interview someone and, like, the songs that come on when the bumper cars and they say, okay, guys, now you can go for it. And it plays their song and they start bumping into each other and having to sing their songs whilst they're in a dodgem car situation.
See, I was thinking horseback karaoke, but I think that trumps my idea. I'm actually on board with that.
I think it would be so entertaining. And then the music stops, and then wherever they're stopped, like, they have to have a conversation about,
so
you
it's
know,
a cross between carpool karaoke and musical chairs?
Sort of.
I'm confused.
No, it's not hard to understand.
Love it. Thank you, Jackson. Big shout out to Happy Mobile Cafe as well for hooking us up with our coffees this morning.
Delicious.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au. News time with Hamish next.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Need a little UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Crevo, Jade, watching ABC last night, I did notice Nua Tully Nelms was being interviewed by one of the reporters there.
Was she?
Yeah, so a new study's been done by the new Regional Australia Institute, and the researchers said that regional towns in Australia have attracted more people in the 20 to 35 age bracket than it lost to the cap cities during the last two census periods. So the Gold Coast, Newey, and the Sunny Coast were the main three that were attracting the youngins away from the big cities.
Yeah, wow. So Newcastle, the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible. I believe that.
Millennials heading to Newcastle.
You know what? It is quite true. Whenever my Sydney friends come up, they're always so surprised at how good Newcastle actually is.
Yeah.
A couple of them even said, oh, you know, we should buy an apartment here. And, you know, it's actually a really cool place.
And I think a lot of them are attracted to buying a house here because they're like, you know, oh, we want to start a family or, you know, go down that path. Just can't afford it in Sydney.
Not affordable.
Like, let's just do it there. Let's make the move.
Yeah, so other regional cities, so obviously the universities, airports help with this sort of thing, but Geelong, Cairns, Toowoomba, Ballarat, Maitland, Greater Bendigo and Lake Macquarie, also very popular.
Mm. There you go.
Imagine, like, once Newcastle starts getting more sort of international flights out of Newcastle, it'll really boom.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
Very exciting.
Well, guys, okay. Interesting moment yesterday on the show, Maddie, when I met Kat, one of your former female co-hosts.
Yeah.
Okay, and I get protective of you. Okay.
You weren't happy. You know what? You were like a sulking puppy after the show yesterday, and I go to Jade Crevo after the show. Jade, you'll always be my number one girl. She comes over. She's like, give me a hug.
And I'm like, I know you love me.
I knew it.
I know. Because I always say to Maddie, I'm like, I'm the only leading lady in your life.
And there'll be no others.
And so we thought we'd get my old co-host on the show, Seba, who I did breakfast with, so I can introduce both of you to him. And we're going to put Maddie to the test to see how well you know me compared to Seba.
So where did you work with Seba?
Seeing the rivalries there. In Muscle Brook, actually, just down the road at Power FM.
Wow. Okay. Well.
So see who's a better leading man in your life. Yeah. Maddie?
Is it me or him?
Current co-host,
well,
Maddie.
Well, we're going to find out.
What are your thoughts?
I think you. Okay, I definitely think you.
Love the confidence.
No, well, these questions I don't know, but I think Maddie will win.
Right.
Okay. Baby animals, one word right now, live across Newcastle. The big quiz next. Who knows Jade better? Her old co-host Seba, myself, doing it after this. 7:40 with the Novos. Good morning. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7:44, Jade.
Yes, and so we're meeting my old co-host, the first ever brekkie announcer or second husband, as we call ourselves, that I ever worked with, Seba. Hey, Seb.
Let's get him up.
Let's get him up.
Let's see this bloke. G'day, Seba.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, Seba. Hey. Seba, we're back on the air in the Hunter together.
Oh, no, it's a little bit different this time now that you're with the Novos. Joan, how have you been?
Really good.
I almost forgot your name and it's been that long.
You know, she just said off air, Seba. She goes, Seba abandoned me, left me in Musselbrook all by myself,
all by went my to Ballarat. Lonesome.
What a disgrace, Seba.
You guys are holding me to it this morning. Thanks for that.
It's interesting. It's interesting because Jade takes this very seriously. Like, who is the best work husband she has ever had? And, and it's, you know, it's fascinating how, like, intense Jade is about this. And she's like, oh, I'm going to change this question around in the quiz because I want to see if they can really know me.
Seba, I've got a question for you, brother. Tell me, what is the best word to describe Jade in your time working with her? Let's see if they match up.
Oh, I would say dynamo.
Dynamo. That's very nice.
Yeah. If it was two words, I would have said pocket rocket, but I had to settle for one.
So no.
See, I would say unique.
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 Yeah.
Unique.
Yeah, I'll give it that.
Well, the rivalry has begun. So, Seba, I've written some questions out. We're going to see if you or Matty knows me better.
So, names are our buzzer, yeah?
Yeah, names are the buzzer, okay?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Okay. First question. How many chihuahuas does Jade have and what are their names?
Maddie! Okay, you have three chihuahuas.
Yep.
Coco, Reuben and Myrtle.
Correct.
Oh, I would have said that. I knew them all.
He's got to be quick off the mark.
Wake
here.
Up, Seba, wake up.
Maddie's very competitive.
Okay, what is my zodiac sign?
Seb.
Yep.
What is it? Cancer?
Correct.
Oh, Yeah. Ooh, one apiece.
I actually didn't know that.
I'm so proud of you.
The first question Jade ever asked me when I first met her was, what's your star sign?
Wow.
Still don't know hers. Sorry, Colin. All right, one apiece. Here we go.
Okay, okay.
Is it getting interesting?
We really got a competition on our hands. Okay. Do I have a brother?
Maddie.
Seth.
No.
Correct. I don't have a brother. Maddie just beat you to the punch there, Seba.
Yeah, got to be quicker.
Okay,
yeah,
this one is going to really stump you guys. All right, ready? What colour is the stone in my engagement ring?
Maddie.
Seth.
Green.
Wrong, Matthew.
No.
Oh, now this means that Seba gets a chance at the question. Yep. What is your answer?
Maddie, you should be disappointed in yourself.
Well, her favourite colour is green.
It's jade.
Wrong. You're both wrong.
That's her name.
What is it?
I was in the ballpark.
I have a yellow diamond.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
we've got Maddie. Maddie's on two, Seba, you're on one. So, Maddie, if you get this, you win.
Everything to play for here, Seba, is for Seba to stay in the game. You couldn't write this kind of suspense.
All right. Seba, you both will know this one, all right? What overseas country did I live in?
Maddie.
Oh, yep.
Dubai.
Correct. Maddie wins.
Oh,
Seba. It's been too long. You're forgiven. You're in Ballarat, in another state.
Yeah, I'm actually not in Ballarat anymore, so that's 1 point deducted from you, Jade.
Oh, do you even speak, guys?
Yeah, Jade, do you even keep up with Seba's life?
You're in Melbourne.
Yeah, back down in the city these days. So.
Did you quit radio, Seba?
Yeah, I'm out of radio. I've been out of radio for about 3 years now. I couldn't do it without Jade. I missed her too much. I missed my better half.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back there, Seb?
There was a few things.
Yeah.
It was Jade leaving you, wasn't it?
Jade was the main one.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Oh, I love you still. Thanks, Seb.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for being a good sport.
Thank you, Seba.
Well, you just squeaked through with the win there. Bit disappointed on the star sign thing, though. God.
Yeah, and the wedding ring.
Jade will hold that against you.
She will. I still won.
It'll be a week to get out of that. Next, though, we're doing a Love It All Over on, I want to do, wearing pyjamas in public.
All right.
This is after something I saw between the two of you.
Doing it next, 7:49, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Justin Bieber, Quavo, Intentions. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Tops of 19 degrees on the coast today. Hamish, you've just come in regarding that last segment, the quiz, me versus Jade's old co-host, Seba. There's an issue you've
found. Look, I'm a bit of a nitpicker and I'm admittedly dreadful in trivia games because I'll pick people up on this as well too. Jade, you did say that Maddie was correct in saying that Dubai was the country in which you lived.
Let's have a listen.
What overseas country did I live in?
Maddie.
Oh, yep.
Dubai.
Correct. Maddie wins. Seba.
Apparently.
It's been too long.
Apparently.
You're in Ballarat, in another state.
You think I would have picked up on that?
Apparently Dubai is now a country.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like saying, country does Jade live in? Newcastle.
Yeah, that is true.
I didn't even pick up on it either. It just sailed over my head.
It was United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
One of seven Emirates.
So deduct points to you, Jade, for not knowing which country you lived in.
Yeah, my bad.
Love it, I think
you lost that one.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And this comes after, I think it was about a week or so ago. Jade, you went out to the shops to get something for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you video called. And I noticed that you're in your pajamas.
Yes, I was.
So I want to do Love It or Loathe It, going to the shops in pyjamas.
3, 2, 1, go!
Well, obviously, I love it.
Loathe it. Terrible.
But it's very comfortable, though, Maddie.
Doesn't
it's middle
matter.
Of winter.
Don't go out.
Throw your UGG boots on.
In your PJs.
Look, I will admit, I'll paint the picture. I was in my, I guess, my skivvy and my long pyjama leggings. I had my UGG boots on with my bed socks poking out the top. And I had my blue... a dressing gown over it.
So there's no mistaking the fact you're in PJs.
Correct.
You can forgive the Ugg boots. You can even forgive the bed socks poking out the top of them. What you cannot forgive is wearing a dressing gown to Aldi.
Yeah. It's almost as... What
put a hoodie on.
I just, Jade Hefner I did, out and about town.
I was warm. I was cozy.
It's pink, isn't it?
No, it was royal blue. And I was just wanted to just quickly duck in, duck out. I knew what I wanted. I was going to be in there less than 5 minutes. So I just thought, you know what, why change?
Any judgy stares?
I wasn't making eye contact.
Eyes to the ground, eyes to the ground, so eyes
know,
to the ground.
You know in deep inside of you, you know that but you shouldn't like, be wearing a dressing
no
gown.
No one's around me. I was the only one shopping in Aldi that night. There was no one else there as far as I could see.
Cool, because so, you weren't looking in anyone's
exactly,
eyes.
Exactly. I was just comfortable. I think it's okay. You know, what happens if I had a newborn and I was at my wit's end and I wasn't getting any sleep and I just wanted to duck in, get some toilet paper and nappies and duck out?
Yeah, but you don't.
Yeah, but I couldn't. All those people might, you know, assume having
no,
a rough trot.
Jade. Unique. Unique. Hamish Newstime coming up next. And, of course, the big local story today, the man that was caught in an air conditioning vent on a boat. More details up next in UFM.
The Novos. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. UFM's Weather
Whiz
Kid with the Novos.
Hello, I'm Daniel. I'm 10 years old and I'm from Shoal Bay Public School. Before I start, I would like to give a massive shout out to my mates at school and to my family. Today's weather is a sunny day ahead with winds west to northwesterly 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, becoming light during the day. We are expecting a top temperature of 18 degrees in the city, 18 degrees inland, and 17 degrees around the lake. Partly cloudy with a chance of morning fog and showers tomorrow, and partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home, and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 UFM.
UFM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Creepo. Creepo.
The Novos. This is so mad.
Hello. UFM. The official Novos.
Oh, little Daniel from Shoal Bay Public School. Good job, mate.
Very good.
If you'd like to be a new FM weather whiz kid, newfm.com.au.
He even gave wind strength there. I noticed that. Might actually, look, you've inspired me, Daniel. I'll start doing that myself. Well done, buddy.
Wind surfers will be stoked.
Absolutely.
True.
Daniel says more comprehensive weather from you, Hamish.
Bloody hell.
Gavin Morris would love that.
In the
weather. Hey, I've got to share something with you guys, right? So my best mate, Brooklyn, went to Mudgee over the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he went on his radio show on Monday after the weekend in Sydney and said this about the Hunter Valley.
I never really went and experienced it, but it's sort of like better than, I reckon, better than the Hunter Valley because there's a town.
Mudgee is better than the Hunter Valley. What the hell?
He's getting the shame bell. Shame, Brooklyn. Shame.
I've never been to Mudgee, so I can't really comment.
Well, that's true. Neither am I.
But
the Hunter's awesome.
Going up the Hunter Valley's amazing. What more do you want? He says because there's a town.
Oh, come on.
Mudgee has a town.
Typical Sydney cider. We don't want you here then.
That's right. You can only go to Mudgee now.
You're banned.
You're banned from the Hunter Valley.
13:10:09 this morning. What's better, Mudgee or the Hunter Valley, and why?
Well, if you've been to Mudgee especially, give us the insight, because none of us have been.
Well, true. That's it. You know, maybe you're from Mudgee. I've never spoken to anyone from Mudgee.
Hamish, you've been to Mudgee.
I have been to Mudgee. Good. And the problem with your friend's observation, that the reason why that region is good because it's got a town, the problem is that town's Mudgee.
up the Hunter Valley. Yeah.
Defend your local, 13:10:09, doing it after the weekend, Blinding Lights and UFM. It's 8:10. Good morning. The weekend, Blinding Lights, live across Newey. This is Newcastle's 105.3 UFM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Karevo.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
My friend, so disgusted in him, right? Mm-hmm. So he went to Mudgee over the weekend with some work colleagues, went back to Sydney on his radio show, basically said that Mudgee is better than the Hunter Valley.
What a disgrace. Yeah.
The reason behind it? Because Mudgee has a town.
Do your impression, Jade.
Oh, okay. I said, because Mudgee has a town. Stay in Sydney. We don't want you here.
There's something really nice, though, about going to the Hunter Valley and driving and going that's to the right. different places and
winery
the different wineries.
Disconnecting right. from all the concrete that surrounds you in Sydney. That's so beautiful about here, the scenery.
Mudgee wine is very nice.
Yeah, we're not against
that. So is the Hunter Valley
But I
wine.
Love the Hunter Valley.
Yeah.
13:10:09 this morning. We need Team Mudgee, Team Hunter Valley. If you've been to Mudgee, because we've never been.
Yeah.
But you've got to defend your local, right?
That's right. Mm.
What's better and why? Let's go to Rose, or is it Rosé? Hello? Rose. Hey, Rose, how are you?
I go to Mudgee every 2 weeks for work.
Okay. Oh, you probably got the best perspective.
Great perspective
then.
Here.
People up there are lovely. The hospitality is really nice. But I do love coming home.
Yeah, of course.
Back to the Hunter Valley.
Rose, yeah. Tell us about Mudgee. What's a good thing about Mudgee?
Well, I'm working on a building site, so I don't get to see a lot. But it's got a nice environment. It is cold, though. We get down to -5 up there.
Jeez, that sounds like too cold for me.
And it doesn't rain, hardly ever rains.
And dry as well.
Also, yeah.
Dusty.
The cuisine in the Hunter Valley, the different restaurants and pubs and whatnot, beautiful. Mudgee doesn't have that.
Oh, they do have a couple of nice restaurants. Food's good, yeah.
I've been told if you go to Mudgee, I lied, that I do have a friend who went to Mudgee. I said to myself, I've never spoken to anyone from Mudgee before, but I have. He said he grew up in Mudgee and he never, ever, he's enjoyed seafood after that because I used to get this seafood van that used to come out every so often because obviously no fresh fish, seafood. Yeah. So he said he always used to get sick and to this day he hates seafood.
All right, that's a small anecdote about Mudgee to maybe take into account.
All right, let's take another call. Gabby.
How you doing, Gabby?
Hey, Gabby.
I think we've got dodgy phone lines.
Today. I don't know what's going on
there.
That's
all right. I'm sure Gabby had
Gabby would have been on the side
Gabby.
Of the Hunter Valley.
Of course.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, like I said, I think better to be just, you know, driving around, taking a whole day up. Mudgee, I'm imagining you would see it all in a day, basically, right?
Look,
half a day.
It's three people who have never been there, but we're still sure that we're right.
That's what we do here on this show, isn't it?
Yeah, but guys, you know one guy who thinks he's right? The List King, Bruno.
Yes.
He reckons he's got the 100% accurate Arnott's Assorted Biscuits power rankings. I think he's on the money. But, you know, when you're putting the butternut snap right at the bottom of the tier, I think there's a few issues we need to nut out with
every
him.
Time we've had Bruno on the show, you always
shame him,
disagree completely with his list. So it's good to know that you're on common ground now.
Yeah.
There's one biscuit I'm very upset about.
What? Tell us next.
The Kinks, yeah.
All right.
The Kingston.
I'm not happy with this.
Okay. Well, we're going to chat to Bruno, the List King, after this.
8:17 at New FM. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Lewis Capaldi, hold me while you wait. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Currently 11 degrees at Nobby's. Bruno's here.
What does it mean to be a king?
Hey guys, so today's topic of the day is called Put It On The
Let's
List.
Let's eat. I'm hungry.
So what are some of the things we would put on the list to get better in music and life?
And now we have Bruno.
Hey, man.
Hey, morning guys. What an opener. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We love you here. We love
you're
you.
You're royalty,
Bruno.
You know, you deserve it.
You are the List King. But
you guys are sweeties, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But the thing is, you've got the 100% you claim accurate Arnott's Assorted power rankings list, and we have to go through it, Bruno, because there's always a debate around it. You upset a lot of people with this list.
You're never happy with Bruno, Jade. Like, it's pretty good, I think, this time. Cat vomit tea, shortbread cream,
obviously.
Yeah, that's an obvious choice.
Well, for me, it's a go-to, Bruno, so explain yourself, please.
Oh, jeez. I always feel, whenever you guys call, I always feel like, oh, I'm going into the principal's office, and Jade's just sitting there like, ah, what's going on? Listen, what is it, Jade? You're a fan of the shortbread? Is this the issue?
Yes, I'm a big lover of shortbread. Christmas is the best time of year for me. Give me as much shortbread as you can.
The shortbread cream brings nothing to the table. It's crumbly. It hardly has any of that nice, gooey inner layer. It's really a nothing biscuit. And every office that I've worked in, when you go to the tea room, the shortbread cream is always the leftover biscuit. Everyone yeah. else goes for everything else.
They're a bit stale at the end as well. Yeah. No thanks.
Oh, that is disgusting.
You've just got terrible taste buds by the sounds of it. Let's move on to the pleb tier, shall we? So the Delta cream, the teddy bear, and the Monte Carlo.
I think the Monte Carlo's got to be higher up.
Well, guys, here's my issue with the Monte Carlo. I mean, look, I sort of get it, but you see, what you're doing is, once again, you're ruining this really nice, gooey center with jam and vanilla. You're ruining it with these two over-the-top biscuits on either side. They're too thick. They take away from the taste of the center. Like, if you were to shave them back by about 50%, you might have a better biscuit on your hand. But the ratio is way off, guys.
No,
that doesn't work.
That's a fair call. It's sort of like you're like a rock cake. It's like you've got two rock cakes on the side. I agree with that.
There we go. Yeah, now you're getting it. Spot on, yeah.
Also on the pleb tier, the teddy bear. Who's eating the teddy bears?
Kids. 2-year-olds.
Terrible. Yeah. Moving on to the Adam Sandler tier, Scotch Finger, Orange Slice and Milk Coffee. I 100% agree with that. Scotch Finger, nice with a coffee, enjoyable. Yeah. Not having it every day,
A fun biscuit, because you get to snap it in half.
Yeah, well, Jake, you've hit the nail on the head. The reason people like the Scotch Finger is because of the gimmick. You know, you can show your friends, hey, guys, look, one biscuit's now become two. Crazy, right? Everyone's like, yep.
Yeah, that's
back to your boring job.
And everyone loves a good finger.
That's right. Back to accounts, James.
Two's even better, right?
Well, exactly. You've got more and more options. Let's move up one tier. The Kingston. Now, I would have thought you would have put that right at the top, because I think it's the best in the pack. But close to the top, I guess I can settle for that.
Yeah, I mean, let's not let good be the enemy of great. Royalty tier is a really good tier, and Kingston really is an amazing biscuit. Make no mistake, I'm well aware that the Kingston, most of the time, is the first one to go when you're sharing an almond to sort it. I get that, and I acknowledge that. It's a great biscuit.
This is true, and Bruno, I love this. God tier, of course, there isn't another biscuit that could occupy this space. It's versatile. It's up for anything. The Milk Arrowroot.
Yes.
Now, I love that you said it's versatile. Yes. On its own, it's a very subtle treat. It fits into the mouth well because of the oval shape. And with butter, I don't think you'll find a better thing to put in your gob. It's fantastic. It's simple, but it kills it every time.
You know what? This is one thing we can agree on. I grew up like you, Bruno. Oh, you would, Crevo. But I grew up, my nana's putting butter on it as an afternoon tea snack. The memories surrounded with that biscuit.
It takes you back to a place, a time, a
happy
feeling.
Place.
It does. Bruno, love the list, mate. Thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate it as always.
Hey, always a pleasure. Thanks so much, guys.
There he is,
You're
the
welcome.
List king, Bruno. We'll put the list up on our Facebook page. Coming up next, though, the news with Hamish, 8:30. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos.
Jackson, coming up after 9 o'clock with 105 commercial free. What's on the way, mate?
Yes, I am. I'm going to do Generator from the Fooey.
Excellent.
Yeah, I love Big Blitz. Dance Monkey.
Your favorite.
Two of my favorites so far. Oh, my
the
God. Lucky me.
Tones and I.
Good song. Blink-182 as well.
You can't go wrong with those boys, can you?
No.
Classic.
Always
classic.
Good.
Yeah, very good. Hey, Crevo, we're talking TV shows that need to come back next.
So I want you to think about this song. Tell me if you remember, if it brings back any memories.
McLeod's Daughters.
Aww. Yes. Now, this song has been, this show has become massive on Netflix over ISO, right?
The number one Aussie show during ISO.
Is it on
People
Netflix?
Yeah.
Nine now.
People are binging it hugely, and it sort of got me thinking, because obviously it's had its day.
Yeah.
But is it up for a revival?
Well, I have news for you, because apparently a movie in development.
A movie of
Back
it.
To Drover's Run. Back to Drover's Run. You loved the show, Jay.
I loved the show, but I think sometimes you got to leave a good thing.
So you reckon never bring back shows?
No, bring back the shows.
Yeah, but they can bring back like a lot of nostalgia. The characters come back.
It's never the same.
Well, think about the shows
never the same.
That have had a revival.
Will and Grace, what a flop that was. Let's be honest. It was terrible.
I can see why the Friends cast are a little bit like apprehensive about returning.
Don't do it. Actually do it, because then everyone will know Seinfeld was the greatest TV show of all time.
I think it's great. I think it's great to bring TV shows back. Think about it. I would love to see a brand new version of Blue Heelers.
Oh, now you're talking.
I loved Blue Heelers. Mount Thomas. The highest crime rate in the country.
You know why? Because you have this weird fascination of being a police officer. I remember when we had Fantasy Friday and you were getting around here with the little guns firing them off.
That's right.
You've got a fascination of being a police officer.
I actually don't, but okay, let's just run with it for this
segment. All right, 13:10:09. Shows that should be brought back, or do you think they should all die forever like Jade?
Yeah.
All right, taking your calls after this, 8:40. Bruno Mars, Marry You, live across Newcastle. It's 8:40 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Good morning. Bruno Mars, Marry You, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Tops of 17 degrees, cold and windy today around the lake and at Maitland, guys.
Now, it's time to talk bringing TV shows back. Are you team Maddie and think that revival should happen because they're great? Or do you think, like Jade, once TV shows die, they die forever?
Yeah, they fizz out for a reason.
Never to be revived.
Or the actors get too greedy and want too much money.
Well, that's a possibility too.
Jerry Seinfeld.
No, he's not greedy.
Oh, sure.
Don't you dare take shots at Jerry.
This is, of course, because McLeod's Daughters, massive at the moment on various streaming platforms. Now they're looking at making a movie out of the thing, bringing the old crew back together.
Wouldn't the actors just get so excited
when
the rumours start trickling out?
Well, I don't think any of the actors on McLeod's Daughters have done anything since.
They probably have, but this would be a big thing for them.
Not notable, though.
Not Hollywood level.
All right,
I couldn't tell you one of the actresses' names.
Gabby, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. Can you hear me this time around?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Perfectly. Loud and clear.
What show do you think should be brought back?
I don't think it'd be possible, but I wish they'd bring Breaking Bad back. El Camino just really got me in the mood for Breaking Bad, and it's gone.
Yeah, it's sad when a show goes, but I think they sort of wrote the characters out, didn't they, in that case?
Yeah, they did. So, like, you couldn't really have a future one unless you sort of followed other characters. But it was just such a well-constructed TV series. It still brings me sadness.
That it's gone. It's gone forever. Yeah. I mean, now, El Camino was set in the past, wasn't it?
Sort of. It was set, I guess, after season 5. So
right.
El Camino took on after that.
The spin-off. Do you think they could go like some shows do and really go back in the past, or it's it?
Yeah, Better Call Saul, which is a spin-off show, that's what they've done, and they've gone like really far back in the past.
Well,
but
this
I'm still waiting for more seasons of that. So.
Bring more Breaking Bad, says Gabby.
You're all for a revival, Gabby.
Team Maddie.
Love it.
Team
Thank
Maddie.
You for your call.
Okay, let's go to Tiffany. Are you team Maddie and think shows should be brought back? Do you have an example? Team Jade, they die for
Come
a reason.
On.
I think some can, but some can't. It depends on the show.
Okay, you're splitting it down the
Sitting
middle.
On the fence, Tiffany.
Have you got an example for us of one you want brought back?
I'd like Friends, but like in the future. You know,
ah.
Not,
So, like, when they're old and have kids and stuff.
Yeah, to catch up and see what they're, you know, what they face now.
Hey, Tiffany, have you seen those pictures of Chandler, a.k.a. Matthew Perry, recently? He's not looking too great. Do you want, like, the actual true depiction of that in the show?
I have seen some recent pictures, but it wouldn't be the same if they didn't use the same actors.
Well, that's true. 100%. America's yellowest nails.
You know what? I think, isn't it Ross had a baby in the show, Tiffany?
Yes, he did. So he had a baby
through
his lesbian ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
Ben. His name was Ben.
Ben. Yeah. Well, maybe they can get all the kids. See, I'm not into bringing back old characters. If they focused on the kids of the original...
Oh, no.
Jay's then, being a hypocrite.
No, you need to have the original characters in it or it's just not worth it.
Well, just let's not bring it back. Oh,
Tiffany, Jade's being a hypocrite here. She loves Seinfeld, almost borderline obsessed with it. Yeah. Jade, they did some, like, reunion specials of Seinfeld.
That's
do you remember
right.
that?
Would you ever watch them?
No, don't think so. I can't remember that ever happening.
You've blocked it out of your memory.
Yes, I have.
What's happened there?
Yes,
thank
I
you,
have.
Tiffany. Guys, I've got something to tell you about next. I've downloaded a brand new app on my phone. I think it's going to change my life.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you more next, but I know you'll judge me for it.
A Maddie revelation. Great.
Yeah, 8:48. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Five Sauce, Youngblood with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, live across Newcastle. It's 8:56.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, guys, I want to tell you about something. I know you're going to judge me for it, but I don't care. I'm going to tell you anyway.
So, what have you done?
I've been having trouble sleeping because I've been trying not to nap after work of an afternoon because when I nap, it's
excellent.
A four-hour affair, and then I can't sleep at night. I napped for 4 hours the other day, and I was up all night, every 45 minutes.
Checking your alarm.
My body was, like, just unsettled.
Okay. Yeah. So, what have you downloaded?
So, this is the thing, right? We all know our smartphones are listening to things that we talk about, right? So, example, sleep. I was talking to you guys about sleep. The next night, same deal. I'm lying in bed and this ad comes up for an app called Calm.
Yep.
Ah.
I'm like, oh, okay, what's this? So, basically, it's an app with sleep stories. It also has, like, you know, meditation advice and, you know, well-being advice. So you basically put in your daily, you know, what am I grateful for today? You have your nightly sleep stories and it's working for me. The thing is, $80.
$80 for an app.
What a sting.
You've been scammed, Maddie. Couple of, what do you call it?
Well, the
inspirational quotes.
A bad purchase?
$80?
Yeah. So, look, they basically have, like, short sleep stories, and they're narrated by famous people. So I'm going to play you a little bit of this one. It's Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
The story is called Wonder. So just take a listen. It's very soothing.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me.
It's very relaxing.
No wonder they pay $80 for that.
Would you pay for that? His voice going to sleep every
$80?
Night?
That's a lot of money. I
think it's great.
I like the idea of an app because I have downloaded them before, but I'm not paying for it. I get the freebies.
Yeah,
but then
of course.
I get paranoid that they're like...
Spyware or something.
No, they're underlying messages hidden in the hypnosis and that I'm secretly getting programmed.
Paranoid Jade strikes again.
So I'm happy for you and I'm glad it's working for you because for me, I just get too anxious that I'm getting like mixed messages put in my head.
It's so much
You're
money.
You're not a
though.
Robot, Jade.
It's so much money. Like, for you know, you could get for a couple of inspirational quotes that have been made on Canva and Matt McConaughey, like saying a couple of things. $80? Are you kidding?
What are we grateful for
they
today?
I saw you coming.
Let's do this. So I'm just going into the grateful. What are you grateful for tab? So
okay.
We've got three options. So every day I write three things I'm grateful for. So it's all about just improving your well-being.
I like that.
Being appreciative. Now, yes, I don't have these life skills. I don't have them. So I need an app for it. What am I grateful? Let's do a team one. What are we grateful for today? Jade, you first.
Each other. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to say the fun lunch we're having today.
Fun lunch, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is actually.
I'm also going to put food.
because I love food.
Okay.
Done.
You'll now get a bunch of Macca's ads.
And then it says, savour this moment of gratitude. It's very nice.
Cool. So then you can go and look back. And yeah, if you're having a bad day, you go, oh, that's why I was grateful.
It tracks your moods. It tracks, you know, everything. $80.
I'm glad it's working
bargain.
For you.
I'm not saying that the activities aren't good. And Matt McConaughey's voice isn't relaxing.
It's a very relaxing voice when you're lying there alone at night, single person in the dark.
Picturing him in the movie Magic Mike wearing nothing but a pair of cowboy slacks.
No, I didn't say that.
But his contact lenses.
I don't know what you're dreaming of. Good purchase, I think. That's us done for the day, guys.
That's it, all over
all
Red
done
River.
And dusted. Nice team lunch today.
Yeah, that'll
very
be great.
Good. Jade wants to go to West's.
Yeah, I do actually.
Yeah, she wants it like
a
bistro
roast.
Meal.
I want a roast.
I line would, up.
I wouldn't mind a nice burger, something different.
That sounds good, actually.
Jackson, 105 commercial free, kicking off next.
Some Joe Bros.
Good tunes.
Sixpence Round the Richer from all those cheesy 90s
classic. It. Dawson's TV Creek. Shows. It was from Dawson's Creek and it was great.
My favourite quote from any movie is those Dawson's River kids. Have you heard that before?
No.
Amazing. Brandy stuff from the 1975 as well.
This is really cool, this song. I heard it the other day in the car. I thought, wow.
It's very 80s sounding.
Yeah. But very, like, makes me feel happy. I don't know why. It just does.
What's the name of the band, sorry?
The 1975.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.